Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. Today we'll be discussing about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address on the National Youth Day. The youth of a nation is often described as its demographic dividend, a powerful, energetic segment of population that holds the potential to drive massive economic and social transformation, among others. With the present times becoming increasingly challenging, the role of youth has shifted from being passive beneficiaries to active architects. The National Youth Day is observed on January 12th every year, and this year it marks the 163rd birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda. And to discuss more about its significance and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address on this very special day, we are joined in by Mr. K.V. Prasad, senior journalist. Mr. Prasad, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Nishant.
Mr. Prasad, we all know that over 65% of the Indian population is below the age of 35. The demographic dividend our Honorable Prime Minister talks about, and it carries immense potential. Now, the government, sensing this, has built a comprehensive youth empowerment ecosystem spanning civic participation, skill development, entrepreneurship, health, fitness, and the national service. So how do you see this?
I think what's important is the fact that, as you mentioned at the beginning, we have a youth-driven country. In a sense, we are the largest youth population in the world. And as you mentioned, the Prime Minister always talks about the demographic dividend, because increasingly many countries in the world, especially the Western world, has a population which is growing old. That's one aspect which everybody knows about it. Some also in Southeast Asia are facing similar issues. But India is blessed to have such a huge youth population. And the whole idea is to channelize this youth energy into nation building. That's the larger purpose behind it. Because when we talk of Viksit Bharat, that is to see India as a developed nation by 2047, and today we are already in 2036, so roughly about two decades from now. And the Viksit Bharat journey will be powered on the shoulders of this young population of this country, who are brimming with ideas, are bubbling with energy, and have imagination. It's only required some channelization of it. And that's what the larger message of Prime Minister's address today to the people at the Bharat Mandapam, where it concluded, three-day event that was held this time.
Absolutely, Mr. Prasad. Prime Minister talked about that we are all holding the reins, that is the youth is holding the reins to the goal of Viksit Bharat, the journey to 2047 when we complete 100 years of independence.
Saathiyo, saal 2047 mein, जब हमारी आजादी के 100 साल होंगे, वहां तक की यात्रा भारत के लिए भी अहम है और यही वो समय है जो आपके जीवन में भी सबसे महत्वपूर्ण है। यानी बड़ी गोल्डन अपॉर्चुनिटी है आपके लिए। आपका सामर्थ्य भारत का सामर्थ्य बनेगा। आपकी सफलता भारत की सफलता को नई ऊंचाइयां जरूर देगी। मैं आप सभी को विकसित भारत यंग लीडर्स डायलॉग में सहभागिता के लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ।
मिस्टर प्रसाद, हाउ डू यू सी दिस?
यूथ पावर और युवा शक्ति, एज इज ऑलवेज बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड, द आइडिया बिहाइंड दिस विकसित भारत युवा लीडरशिप डायलॉग इज नॉट जस्ट टू speak to youth, but also to hear them out. So over the last 3 days, while you had leaders coming and speak to the young audience as to what kind of a vision they are looking at the same time, there were ideas that were generated during this event. And it's not just this event alone, but a series of events that culminated into this 3 days, first edition of Viksit Bharat Yuva Dialogue. And if you go back to the basic origins of this, if you look at it, is the address of Prime Minister from Red Fort, where he talked about preparing 1 lakh youth in this country for nation building in terms also of the political leadership. And that, I think, adds to, because unless you have a vision as to what kind of a country that we want to be at, we have now the larger goal we have fixed of 2047 when India turns 100. So we have the vision, we have the objective. It needs to be dovetailed into action.
Absolutely, Mr. Prasad. The Prime Minister also said that the subjects that were discussed today at the conclave, especially women-led development and youth participation in democracy, and the discussions on other such serious subjects are worth appreciating.
जिन विषयों का आज आपने चर्चा में लिया है, जैसे खास तौर पर women led development और youth participation in democracy, ऐसे गंभीर विषयों पर जिस प्रकार से विचार आपने रखे हैं, ये प्रशंसनीय है। ये दिखाता है कि हमारी अमृत पीढ़ी विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए कितनी संकल्पित है। इससे ये भी स्पष्ट होता है कि भारत में जैन जी का मिजाज क्या है, भारत का जैन जी कितनी क्रिएटिविटी से भरा हुआ है।
Mr. Prasad, he also talked about a host of other domains as well. Let's see the space sector. He talks about the space sector that only ISRO earlier was kind of, you know, venturing in this field. Now it's open to the private players as well. And 300, that's so heartening to know that 350 startups have kind of entered this sphere as well, the space sector. He talks about the drone technology, you know, how drone is making things easier for our women, for our farmers. Mr. Prasad, how do you see this?
All these sectors are key sectors, are drivers, and we are looking at a modern society, a society which is driven by technology. And to harness the power of technology, it was necessary to unleash the spirit of young people to have their imagination flow. The sectors you mentioned, be it space, there were several controls. I think the Prime Minister also mentioned about it, that this was being looked, especially on the question of drone technology. He said it was being looked from the prism of security, and that's why there were a lot of regulations, which the government did away to encourage growth of space sector, where the figures you mentioned about 300 plus startups. And startup is also one program of the government of India, which tells people that you don't have to look to the government or to others for jobs. If you have the idea, you are being supported. The handholding is being done by the government through various ease of doing business and, you know, other aspects, funding systems. So if you have the idea, you get the wherewithal, you get the funds, then you become an entrepreneur. You're a job creator. So absolutely, that's what it is. And we see a lot of these stories coming in various places, which tells us about the success stories. The numbers are encouraging as we go, Nishit.
Absolutely, Mr. Prasad, the Prime Minister. He talked about the cultural content that we have to offer to the world, the creativity, the gaming, entertainment, gaming economy.
Bharat's orange economy, yani culture, content or creativity ka abhutpurva vikas hote dekh raha hai. Bharat, media, film, गेमिंग, म्यूजिक, डिजिटल टैलेंट, वीआर, एक्सआर जैसे क्षेत्रों में एक बड़ा ग्लोबल सेंटर बन रहा है। अब यहाँ पर एक प्रेजेंटेशन में हमारे कल्चर को एक्सपोर्ट करने की बात तेज आई। मैं तो आप नौजवानों से आग्रह करता हूँ, हमारी जो कहानियां है, कहानी किस्से हैं, रामायण है, महाभारत है, बहुत कुछ है, क्या हम उसमें गेमिंग की दुनिया में ले जा सकते हैं इन चीजों को? पूरी दुनिया में गेमिंग एक बहुत बड़ा मार्केट है, बहुत बड़ी इकोनॉमी है। हम अपनी माइथोलॉजी की कथाओं को लेकर के भी गेमिंग की दुनिया में नए नए खेल ले जा सकते हैं। हमारे हनुमान जी पूरी दुनिया की गेमिंग को चला सकते हैं।
Mr. Prasad, if you remember, he talks about the World Audio Visual Entertainment Summit, that is WAVES, which is a great opportunity for youth. Your views on this?
Yeah, see, the point is creativity, and we know the youth and the younger population of this country, not just country, anywhere in the world, in fact, are always looking for new things, exploring new areas, new frontiers. Gaming is a big industry. It's a multi-million dollar industry. Lots of people are into it. We all know several apps keep on providing you gaming. And young people, even children, teenagers start getting into gaming. So I think it's an opportunity waiting to be tapped.
The Prime Minister also talks about the youth to be prepared for skill development, wherein he talks about the PM Setu program, which is really a backbone, we can say that, and also talks about the higher education reforms, which is coming. So education is one thing which is touched upon and which is really kind of a backbone for any youth in the country to come up with ideas, come up with his own set of startups and all. Mr. Prasad, this is something very heartening which Prime Minister touched upon.
See, education, we know as a country, apart from other things, we want to build a knowledge society, a society which is aware, which is growing on the strength of its knowledge. And knowledge is multifaceted. You can, and we have knowledge in multiple sectors. And education is the backbone. Education is the foundation that lays a very strong foundation for any society. And India has, even from ancient times, we are known from the Gurukul kind of system of study, where people used to go and spend time with the learned sages and learn the way of life, learn various studies. So I think that is something we all been there. And the new education policy, which you mentioned about, is also a step in the direction where we are reorienting our education to keep pace with the way in which the world is changing and also the way in which the world is likely to emerge. So you have to have a futuristic kind of thing. Some of it has been inbuilt into the new education policy to look at the larger framework as to which way the society is moving and how do we prepare the next generation for the challenges that generation is going to face as they move up the ladder.
Absolutely, Mr. Prasad. Now, talking of the present times, we know how important it is for any country, any nation to have its self-reliant kind of industry when it comes to semiconductor, artificial intelligence, data centers, and all. The Prime Minister rightly mentioned in his address to the youth that come up with ideas wherein you can invest in these industries. AI is big, data center, we all know, is big, semiconductor, we all know, is kind of driving, you know, not just the defense industry, but the entire economy, the world economy, if you may say so. He mentions about the Shanti Act, wherein the civil nuclear energy reforms have been incorporated for the youth, especially, you know. How do you see the Shanti Act energizing the youth to come up with more ideas?
That connect was more in context of the way in which AI and data centers are going to be energy driven, and hunger for energy is going to increase as you go. And that is why the Prime Minister mentions the Shanti Act, because India has kind of made it a little more easy. The idea is to bring small and medium reactors, which a lot of sectors can, and to allow private sector to get into it. Because as per the previous act that we had in this country, the Nuclear Energy Act, the Atomic Energy Act, only the Atomic the Commission, they were the only ones who could talk about nuclear, and Nuclear Power Corporation was the only factor. The Shanti Act made a change, fundamentally allowing private sector to come into play. Of course, there are other controls in place with the Act and suggests. Because we read reports from various countries that some of these big platforms, they are also getting into small and medium reactors to make sure that the future data-driven, AI-driven digital technology needs power. And that's where Shanti comes into play. Because the energy sector today, our energy basket, we are largely dependent on fossil fuels, even for our electricity. Today, I think nuclear energy constitutes probably less than 3% in our energy basket, whereas by 2047, we have a fixed target of 100 gigawatts of energy coming in from nuclear. So to move that direction, we have to work. We have the large reactors, almost some of them are functioning, some are in the construction stages, but these are capital intensive. So the world is looking at this SMRs, as they're called, and that's where the Shanti Act, and the youth obviously wants energy for growth, energy for development, energy to take the country forward.
And very interestingly, Mr. Prasad, the Prime Minister talks about Macaulay, wherein almost 200 years would be the time period. In another 10 years from now, the Prime Minister mentions that he instilled a kind of an unknown mental slavery, wherein anything foreign thing was supposed to be superior. In effect, or in essence, the Prime Minister was trying to tell the youth that come up with your own ideas wherein you can compete with the best of the world. Don't be bogged down with this inferiority complex, be it in education or be it in culture. Now, this was a very interesting point the Prime Minister mentioned about, Mr. Prasad.
Yeah, innovation is the key, Nishit. And of course, the whole idea is the last few years, we have been talking about this fact that the British introduced an education system which catered to a particular area and the particular needs of the society at that point of time. And today, 200 years later, and the whole effort, if you know, the Prime Minister has always been talking about, is to do away with the yoke of colonial hangover, colonial issues. One of them, of course, as you mentioned, is the education system that people are looking at. If look at our own intrinsic strength in our education system, which we had, and move forward, try and take that forward. And as you said, you know, the colonial system that was allowed in this country or was going on, you can move forward and yet prove to the world that we remain as good, if not better than them.
Lastly, Mr. Prasad, the Prime Minister lays emphasis on the fitness of the youth, how important it is when we talk about it.
To say health is wealth. Right. So if you're healthy, that's the biggest wealth any nation have. And a country which is young and fit, we have 50% more population, as we mentioned, is about the age of 30, less than the age of 35.
Absolutely.
Fitness is important, because if you're a healthy body, you can do a lot of things. A sick mind, a sick body will not be able to perform.
Healthy and I think mind that's and where
Prime Minister talks of fitness, health and mind. Yes. And today, we all know that the youth of this country are more into fitness, very conscious of their health requirements, very conscious of the way they consume food, very conscious of what they eat. I think all that is important. To make sure that if you're a healthy society, you obviously spend less money on taking care of your medical requirements, Rishit.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much, Mr. Prasad, for having joined us and shared your views on the Prime Minister's address on the National Youth Day. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.